This picture is a picture, I think, of a rhino, a big prehistoric rhino. They believe they found an imprint of a rhino near Dry Falls that's still there in the rock where the rhino was kind of embedded as it was buried by a catastrophic event. Is there anything I'm missing? So we might get to go to Dry Falls this year. We also will probably be spending some time learning about Mount St. Helens. Mount St. Helens, I think, showed that there are a modern day example of how you can fossilize things very quickly.
Great. Thank you, Brendan. Something Jesus asked us to do. So, did anybody not rake leaves this week? You're lucky. Wow, they're out there, and a lot of them. We were out at Steamboat Rock a couple of weeks ago. Anybody have big leaves like this in their yard? That's one big leaf. I hope I don't have to rake too many of those. But we are told to spread God's word through literature, to spread it like autumn leaves everywhere. Yesterday I was in Seattle on the freeway behind a truck. He must have been a lawn care kind of truck, but he had stacked lots of leaves in there. But he didn't cover them too well, and he was redistributing them throughout Seattle. They were flying. But last week, there were several of us who went to OMAC and learned about their project of distributing Great Controversy, both in English and Spanish, and this little health magazine at the same time. And what they had done already up there is prepared these little bags with the Great Controversy and the health book in there. And we divided up and went from home to home. Nobody home, we hung it on the door. It's got a hole for it to go around the doorknob. A lot of people, first thing we knew that somebody was there, the dogs start barking. And they opened the door just a little bit to keep the dog inside. And so all you could do basically was say, hey, a free gift for you today. And oh, they thank you. And they shut the door and you're on your way. But other people would invite you in. Somebody invited Esther and her group in and gave cookies. They were baking cookies that day. So she came back with a little box of cookies that she shared with us. There were other interesting experiences. John Cook, he went into one home and said, handed the lady this book, and he said, this is a history of the Reformation. Oh, she said, I love history. I'll read it this afternoon. So you get a lot of interesting comments. We only had a couple people out of the whole afternoon that said, no, not interested. And we say, fine, have a great day, and we are on our way. This is another great book. Ten Commandments Twice Removed. If you haven't read it, you should. It's a very good one. And this last Thursday, I had a couple of these in my office, and Jeannie said that there was a grandpa there who had taken a child in for orthodontic care, and he came up to me and said, this is a great book. I see there's a stack of them over there. Can I have one? He was all excited about it, so I've been praying for him and the word that's in here. Now, there are several of these. I brought a stack out there as a kind of a sample that you can take with you if you want to see what it's all about and try it out. OMAC has boxes of these. What do you call this thing? This front was some. So you can take some out there in the foyer. And try it out. It's a lot of fun. Okay. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it to me.
Okay, thank you, church, so much for your blessing here. I know it was really quick and spontaneous, but I'd been talking to Holly in the week and saying, man, the SNAP program isn't coming for a lot of folks, and maybe we should, as a church, do something to help that community. Got to church, and then Cindy Ground was on it as well. The Holy Spirit was working in her life, I could tell, because we both had the same idea, got together. And so the idea blossomed, and we were able to, thank you to your contributions, able to supply, I would say, about 15 families with boxes of food. I will say a big thank you to Judy Lamberton and to Chet Ground for helping set up all the food, and Chet for bringing all the squash from his garden, which I did have some folks saying, how do I cook this? But everyone seemed to take the dried beans, which I was surprised, versus the canned beans, because I thought maybe they wouldn't have ovens or stoves or whatnot readily, but they did. So we would love to do more. So if you, during the holiday season, if you have any donations or any food in your pantry that you know that would help someone, please bring it. I know that we can put it either, Holly, is it okay if we put it in your building and then kind of make some boxes for Thanksgiving that we can hand out to folks? And it's really nice too, Dr. Ekvall, that we were able to hand out Great Controversies as well. I didn't ask, I just gave them one. So, but thank you guys so much.
That's great, great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to admit my ignorance. I did not know what SNAP was. I had to look it up on the internet. I'm used to food stamps, but I guess SNAP is the new food stamps. So now I know. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. Truly I say to you, as you have done it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Holly? And Debbie, absolutely, yeah.
I wanted to have a prayer before we begin our little talk here. Dear God, thank you for loving us first. Help us carry your love into every room today. Teach us to slow our steps, notice the needs around us, and choose kindness over hurry. Guard our words so they heal and not harm. Let compassion be our reflex and humility our posture. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Help me see people the way you do, the overlooked, the difficult, the weary. Give me patience when I'm tested and courage to serve without being seen. May our tones be gentle, our eyes attentive, and our hands ready to bless. Let our life point to Jesus in small, consistent ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, so this is our bin that you probably see out here. It's a blue bin, and majority of the time, this is what it looks like when we go to empty it. And a lot of times, that's one day. So we have a lot to go through. A lot of it may stay here in our little outreach center, or it will go down to the health Goodwill, or it will go in the garbage, because sometimes people use it for their garbage can. So I have Debbie that's helped me, and I have Karen Daniels that comes. We have little Octavia too. She's our littlest volunteer, and she actually does pretty good here. She just keeps pulling stuff out. But this is downstairs in the center where we sort things out, and this is upstairs. We've kind of rearranged things and added some shelving, and we've added racks on the walls for hats and scarves and belts and things. You can see that on that picture there. So we've tried to organize it so that it's easy for people to come in and find their sizes and whatnot. And we did, so since I've taken over, and Debbie, since Lola's health challenge, she called me and said, hey, can you take over? And you know, you got to be careful what you say, because many years I complained, that place is just never open. It's just never open. But now I understand the whole scheme of it. But we've had a lot of people not know that it was here in our community, and they've been very thankful. And word of mouth, we've now, I think last time we had like 30 or 40 people come, and probably 10 to 20% of those are new faces. So people are getting the word out. We have Claire, my daughter, she's been helping make flyers, and we've taken those flyers and put them around the neighborhood, even some up in Summer's taken some up the Methow, and I'm not sure if there's any up in Omak yet or not, but anyway, she has put flyers out for us. We've had helpers come down. Esther Stout came the other day, and Angie in the past has helped sort and put things upstairs. We have Merlin and Steve and Justin have helped us remove the black bags that pile up downstairs to the Goodwill in Wenatchee. So I thank you for that. Steve and Debbie and Doreen and Joel, they and maybe others have helped clean the area, the grounds around there, and it looks so much nicer. Some of the things that we've purchased with the monies that we've been able to pull in is we thought that we needed something where people could sit and enjoy the view. So we bought a picnic table, and Jimmy Daniels graciously sanded it down and painted it, and now we have it out there. You probably see it. It's on the left side of the bin. And our friends at Dr. Tomereri's office, they come and have lunch down there, and they just thank us that this is so nice. And I've also seen some fathers with their kids while they're driving their bikes through here. He sits there and enjoys that. Some of the other things we've purchased is when Pastor Perry and Chad, I think his name is, I can't remember his name, but he came and talked to us about the program with the Great Controversies. Is it Craig? Yeah, something like that. Anyway, Craig from 3ABN in Canada. So we were going to do that program, but apparently there was some miscommunication. But I went ahead and I just said, well, we're going to do it through the community center. So we have more of the controversy books, and we've been passing those out, and those are the ones that we passed out with that Summer passed out. I think we pretty much went through one box, and we have both Spanish and English. So a lot of people were receptive and were excited. And some of the other things that we've done is that we're buying more Bibles to hand out, because we've had some left over from John Worth. I guess that was his little missionary project, was to have Bibles available. So we still had some, and we would give those out when people would come in to get clothing. And we've had prayer with a couple people that came from Omak or Okanagan. And he goes, this is really neat. And I just said, hey, can we have prayer with you? And yeah, that would be great. Well, what do you want us to pray? Will you pray for me? And then sure. So I forget names sometimes. And so I called him Dale. Well, apparently that was his middle name. And so that made it even more. He goes, how did you know that was my middle name? And anyway, he he thought that was really special that we stopped to pray for him. So some of the other things we've done with the money recently, we donated some money to the food bank to help purchase turkeys. And Steve has been gracious to take care on that task, and he also has able to get the stuffing and cranberries and stuff like that so that they can add that to the food bank Thanksgiving boxes on the 13th. Let's see, what else? We're usually open on the first Sunday, and we are there on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings from 9 to 12 sorting through things, and we have had people call, and like I say, if we're there or if you need something, just give me a call. We have a number that's on the flyers that's a Google number, so it goes directly to my number, but I didn't want to give out my number and have my personal number around. So you can certainly call that number and make appointments, and we've had ladies from the dentist clinic come over on their lunch break and get scrubs and whatnot, and Lisa Sonneman, she's come and got things for her grandkids on other times. So we just kind of do that as a needed. And the most recent thing that we've been able to help with, and one of the things that we like to do is, unfortunately, a lady and her husband lost their trailer, and you probably might have heard about it or saw the smoke out on North Star. And she lost everything, and Blue Cross, she got a hold of them, and they've been able to help her with monies and so forth. But, you know, we had the clothing, so they came in and they got coats and warm boots and, you know, just about anything that they needed for clothing, we had it. And so we were able to share that with them. And, of course, we had prayer with them, and we gave them Bibles and the Great Controversy, and, you know, just kind of ministered to them in that respect. Some of the things that we've kind of, on the future, we want, thinking about getting where the picnic table is, it would be nice to have a picnic area, or not a picnic area, but just like patio that we can have and utilize for, like, even when we have potlucks, we could go out and sit out there and have a nice meal, let other people come along and just utilize it for a prayer. I'd like to put a little prayer box out there, and I wanted to put a little, I don't know what they call it, like an outdoor lighting, those you drive along and it has a little cupboard, and it's just posts there on a cupboard on a post, and you have books in there that people can take, and wanted to do that. And maybe now, since the SNAP program and other people are having troubles with monies to be able to have food, just maybe have a free meal there. So I think that's all I can think of.
Did you tell them what the name of the place is now?
Oh, that's right. I have my notes here. It's like, okay, yeah. So it's been called the Community Service, and on our website it says Thrift Store. So we started using the Thrift Store, and they said, the board said, you can't use Thrift Store because that causes issues with taxes and all that. And I said, well, it's on their website. And they said, well, think of something else. So Gordon said, well, why don't you call it Outreach Center? And I thought, that's really apropos. So that's what we call it now. We voted on it. So it's the AOS, Adventist Outreach Service, Community Outreach Center. And so we just call it the Community Outreach Center. So hopefully we can reach our community.
It looks like you're doing a lot of work. And there's a lot of work from that middle picture to the side pictures. A lot of work in between there, let me tell you. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry. Jeannie.
Hi,
think most of you knew that there was a free dental clinic on September 5 and on September 7. And it's a really important thing that our community was able to have, because there are so many people who don't have dental insurance and they have not enough money to pay for dental care. So it provided people an opportunity to have extractions, fillings, and dental cleanings. And we saw a total of 144 people either who received dental care as in the form of an extraction or a filling or a dental hygiene appointment. And this Rose told about somebody who she met at the senior center, and the lady, she was so excited that she had seen the advertisement there that was in the senior center. And she said that she had had a tooth that had been bothering her for a year, and she didn't have insurance, and had a limited income. And so she was so excited. She says, God led me into the senior center to see that advertisement so that then she could come and make an appointment and have her teeth cared for. Well, you know, it couldn't have happened without volunteers. And I think I saw that we had about 89 volunteers. It was a lot of people. I know that a good share of you helped, and I wish that I could thank again each one of you, but just know that if you don't see your picture up there or you don't get mentioned, we appreciated your help. There were people behind the scenes helping. There were people at the clinic in so many different ways were helping. And the people came, I mean, our volunteers were from our Brewster Church, from the community, from the OMAC Church, from Walla Walla, her daughter was taking phone calls, and the Spanish Church, and from Yakima, from Seattle, from Portland, California. So we had quite a lot of people who were helping, and we can thank God for all the help they gave. Steve is going to talk to us a little bit here and what he did with the flyers.
Anyway, I got a whole bunch of flyers and also brochures, and they were beautifully done by Brenda Thomas. And I said, what am I going to do with all this stuff? It was just handed to me. So I decided to go on around town and place I put it in the community center. I played it there too. And as I placed it there, it's amazing how people were very receptive in allowing us to put it there. But then after the clinic was done, I would go back and I said, I'm back to take the posters off. And I said, you know, we had 140-something people that come and got their teeth taken care of. And we had people from all the places that you mentioned. I told the individuals who helped advertise, and they were happy. And the interesting thing about it, Dale shared it with the men folk in Pateras. And the guys there put it in the Pateras area and in Bridgeport. And then all those little cards that we had, the brochure, over 100 of them, we put it in the distribution box for people picking up food every Thursday. So we were able to advertise that way. And talking about food, Community Outreach Center provided money for us to buy cranberries, 120 cans, stuffing, 120 boxes, turkeys, 20 turkeys. We were going to buy originally 100 turkeys, but then somebody else found out about that and said, we'll get it. So we ended up just getting 20 turkeys to help other people. So it's amazing what we are doing here. If you didn't know and you want to be involved, get involved. Oh, okay, and I got something else here. You know, when we had the evangelistic meetings in Okanagan, Ed and I were volunteered to do the work. We were volunteered. We weren't even asked. So we did such a good job, they asked us to do this thing. And it's amazing, after the first day of our telling where our workers to park, the second they came, they just automatically parked there. because we wanted to save the parking area adjacent to where they would walk into the gym for our patients. And the nice thing about that, individuals would come out, every one of them said, fantastic, we're so happy to be cared for. But one person said, we had to wait so long. I said, it was free, wasn't it? And it jumped up all of a sudden, and they're smiling, yes, it was free. And the other day, I just met a young fellow that I had shared, and then he works right here at the service station on Bridge Street. I said, hey, Armand, how you doing? Ooh, I'm real do good. He pointing at his tooth right away. So people were excited. They were helped.
Thought we had another picture in first, but I will just tell you about it. Caring Hands International, they were very important to this because Randy Myers, who helped to coordinate it, he brought all the dental chairs, all the supplies, all the sterilizing equipment, and brought that up and helped to set that up. And so we couldn't have done it without his help. And on top of that, he told Merlin that we might be, last fall, he said there might be a way we could get a grant for it. And he said there's an organization that you can apply to VersaCare. So I wrote a grant to VersaCare Foundation, and we ended up getting $5,000 from them. So that was important because this is very expensive, the whole thing to do. So we're grateful that God allowed that to happen. And, of course, we got other donations from Walmart, from Apples, from Gebers, banners that Pepsi helped. And we thought they were going to be having their Pepsi logo on it, and we said, no, we wanted just the water logo on it, and because the water, like, that they sell. And then Merlin showed him the banner that Brenda had done. He says, oh, we like that. We'll print those. So he printed some of those for us. So we were happy to have that. And this is a registration area. We had people who spoke Spanish who could greet the Spanish-speaking people. We're grateful for all the translators. And we had Sarah there in the middle, who coordinated all the computer program, which was an incredible amount of work that she did. And so the people would come in there to reception, and then they would go, here's Cindy and Brendan helping with data entry. And here's the medical triage. They would take blood pressure and check the records to make sure that the people were ready to go get their dental care. Sheriff Sipe and Dr. Grable. And here's Roger. Holly helped on Sunday do it too. This was where we offered free lipid testing and blood glucose testing. And here's the waiting area. And here's the health expo area. We had the banners that we borrowed from the conference office that showed the 8 laws of health, the nutrition, exercise, air, and so forth that people could read about, and handouts that they could get. Whoops. Megan helped with counseling. I also did counseling, and Dr. Hansen also did counseling. And I know that one of the people that came that I counseled, it actually, after I, you know, had finished talking to him, I was like almost near tears, because it was like all the work that went into this was worth it if it was only that one man, because we discovered he had taken the lipid and blood glucose test that was offered free, and he had no idea that his blood glucose was in the diabetic range, and he had no idea that his triglycerides were like so incredibly high. and high cholesterol, and he was so interested and wanting to learn more, and of course we wanted him to go back to his doctor and talk to him about what he'd found out, and I'm sure he could have more tests done. And I figured with that one man, it was worth it all. All the time and effort was worth it all. But I know Dr. Hansen saw other people that they needed the counseling and help too. And these were some water bottles that Vanessa helped to package up, and we had a label on them. This is the English one. We also had it in Spanish. And you can see the Bible verse, and the people, the guests, could take these bottles and drink them. And I also didn't want to forget, we didn't have a picture. I wish a picture had been taken, but we had three very important people, and it was Rose and Judy Lamberton and Maribeth, who provided and cooked the food for the volunteers and fed them. And these volunteers were working hard, and Rose said they ate well too. But we want to thank them for doing all of that. And I'm going to give this now to Merlin, and he's going to.
All right, so after they get their blood pressure checked and we make sure that they're ready for invasive dentistry, they go to a triage area to find out what the problem is. And then the dental hygienists were up on the stage there. We had a total of five dental hygienists. Dental hygienists are hard to get a hold of, but we feel blessed that we were able to find these five. Not all of them worked together on the same day, but so Joni, I met her for the first time at the Moses Lake Free Dental Clinic, and invited her to come. And when I thanked her at the end, a few days after it was over, she wrote back saying, "Oh, it was my pleasure. I sure have fun doing those and working with wonderful people. Have a great day." And this is Joni. She also met her at the Moses Lake Free Dental Clinic. And she said, after I thanked her, "Joni, my pleasure. You all worked so hard to get that set up. It was great to be a part of it." Sue did a lot of directing in the back, behind the stage, getting this person to the right place, the right place. And now we have Christina.
This was my first volunteering at a dentist clinic. When Jeannie called me, I really wanted to do it and have my kids involved too, because I haven't been able to attend like the mission trip in Guatemala with Connor, but I was able to do mission work in the community with my kids. My role was to make sure they went to the right stations, that they all stayed in line with their turn. And then Gracie just amazed me. She was a go-getter. Do you want to talk about what you did to help out? So she would go through the stations when they were done with the supplies. She would take them to get sterilized. And then once she was sterilized, she would restock the trays for the dentist. And it was a lot of work, but she picked it up really fast. And all the way from the time we got there until we left, she was busy working. And she has talked about wanting to do mission work when she's older. So I think that was great.
That's great. Yeah, that was a very important job, to get those instruments back so they could be sterilized and clean. And these are the sterilization guys. They're working in the back. Very important part of cleaning all this stuff up. There's three of them, three more. And the dentists were all along this one wall in between some dividers had been set up that came up from the community clinic. And appreciate Gary and his work in setting those up. Dr. Chung and his assistant, who is not a regularly a dental assistant, but every time Dr. Chung goes to one of these free dental clinics, he comes in and does assisting. His regular work, I think, is more along the lines of being an engineer. Assisting me is a student from the OMAC school. She worked for me this summer. She's studying now to be a dental hygienist. These two guys, every free dental clinic I go to, they're always there. I think they go to everyone. Dr. Jong Kim on the left and Sam Minagawa on the right. Paul, right? No, Albert. Albert. I should know better. When we were in Taiwan, he was associated with our dental clinic and then came to this country, and so we invited him to come over from Seattle and help out. And of course, you know this guy, Adrian. What would we do without Adrian? I got this notice from the website that this dentist was very interested in coming and helping out with our free dental clinic. Dr. Anderton. It's not Anderson, it's Anderton. Mark Anderton. But he's very enthusiastic, and when I thanked him for coming and helping, this is what he wrote. "You're so welcome. Your church and its members are the epitome of Christian service, and I love being with them. We loved our time with you and being able to help so many people. Hopefully we can work together again in the future." Isn't that great? Mark is a Mormon, but we were glad to have him. You want to say?
This just shows you a few pictures of out at Stout's cabin. We invited the volunteers to come out there and eat and also enjoy the lake and hikes. And Ariel and Summer prepared beautiful food for them, and so we were grateful for that. And we also want to thank all of you who hosted the volunteers. You know, there were 9 dentists that came and coming from all over the place, and 3 dental hygienists. So thank you for all of you who hosted those for the weekend. And we're thankful too for Pastor Perry, who came both Friday and Sunday and talked with patients and shared with patients. And Angie was helping there as people were leaving. And before we show, these are the statistics on the interest, but I wanted to give a chance to talk for Giovanni to give a little bit and tell about how the Spanish church was involved and what was meaningful to him, and tell us just a little bit from his angle.
Gladly. Happy Sabbath, everyone. So it's always great to receive an invitation here. And as of the experience, I got hit with the question of what it meant to me. And there's 2 main things that it meant to me. Like, one is service. It's always good to be involved and try to adapt yourself to what God's will is. The other one is collaboration, seeing what God can do when the churches unite and everybody works together. I saw the devil attacking a few situations here. There's always going to be entitled people. There's always going to be mishaps and failures here and there. But as was mentioned previously, when you see one person that was well served and one person that's pointed to God. It's in the same way Christ would have died for one person, and that same sensation comes when you see that person guided towards the right path, right? Our church has unfortunately been suffering through a few dramas, issues, and other situations as such. But I see that it's slowly healing, and with events like this, with events where you get to help others and see other people who are worse off than one, like ourselves, it starts to heal little by little, because that's what God's will is. Right now at our church there's been conferences, and for the first time in a long time, there's finally starting to see baptism and stuff like this. And with all these statistics, Bible studies and things like that, that we are now meeting up with these people, we can see the interest. And what was the interest? Because we served others first. So that's servitude, and that service is what impacted me the most. I might not be like the most emotional type when I see people emphasizing in that sort of way. But I truly am glad when I see that people are pointed in the right direction because of the effect of what our brotherhood has done for them. And it's always good to see their point of view and see, for us, it might be something simple. It might be something that we don't, we take for granted maybe, but for a lot of people, it means the world to them. And for them, for those people that you changed everything for them, maybe pain that they've had for years, maybe other situations as such, when you see them, like, truly look up to, as these letters previously said, seeing how the service is and seeing where Christ really is, it makes us know that we're in the right direction, and that we continually doing things like this can point others and ourselves towards it. So I am thankful for this opportunity, and I also want to encourage us to keep working together and to move forward with things that will help others move to the right direction.
As you know, there were 144 that came, and there were 9 dentists and 3 hygienists. And now what we're showing you here is those who checked off on the forms what their interests were. And these were what we had on the form. We had, were they interested in Bible studies? Were they interested in a walking club? Were they interested in cooking for the holidays or dinner with a doctor or nutrition classes? And these are the totals for each of the group. Now, these are the numbers that were when they were from a form that said English was the preferred language. And then this is how many came from those who said Spanish was the preferred language. So we have a lot of interest, and we are currently planning some follow-up right now nutrition classes. And as far as the Bible study interests, I know that Pastor, I gave the names to the pastors of the Spanish church and to the English church, and I know that Pastor Perry asked some people to take some of the names, and I believe, Doreen, did you want to say anything? Yeah.
Well, to begin with, the way I got connected with the Free Dental Clinic was that I was hosting some people at my home. It ended up 3 to 4 people, and then providing an early morning breakfast, and it was an early morning one because they had to be somewhere between after 7 o'clock over at the school. So anyway, after and they were a very delightful, dedicated group of people, and it was a joy to be able to host these people. Well, as she has mentioned, that when they marked their forms and they requested Bible studies, we got 5 for English-speaking people. And so I have been blessed to be able to have started a Bible study with a lovely lady in our community that isn't very far from here. And she has an interest in coming back and restoring her relationship with the Lord. And that has been a wonderful experience for me, and I look forward to our continuing journey with God's Word.
This was at the very end when the people had already had their dental care or their cleanings. And Esther's going to tell us a little bit about what were in these gift bags.
These gift bags, I really didn't know exactly what to put into them. So I called the OMAC church and said, what have you done in the past? And so they gave me some ideas, and they were very, very helpful. So we bought some gift bags, and I also thought that it would be nice to have a little scripture in front. So we bought these cards, and every little gift bag had a scripture. And the scripture little that the card also in the back, you can't see it, but in the back also had a note that the Brewster Church would be praying for them, and we gave them our phone number and address that if they needed any help, that we would be ready to, we would be happy and ready to help them. So inside the little gift bags, we put the three angels' messages in summary by, it's a little booklet by John Lomacane, and then we put happiness, something, I remember I got the title, but basically it was the steps to Christ. And it's a beauty, it was a beautiful version of it because it had lovely colored pictures in it, and so we used those. And we had several glow tracks, and we put two or three or four glow tracks in every package. And then because it was a dental, free dental clinic, we put toothbrushes and toothpaste and floss, and if kids were involved in this, we the parents would ask for kids' toothbrushes, and we had them right there handy. So it was a lot of fun. It was a little thing that we did here for this huge project that Merlin and Jeannie so beautifully undertook. But the fun I think I had too, the most fun I had was afterwards. These we would bring them every morning, but we'd sit. I enjoyed going and sitting with the people who were waiting to be served, and I would love to, I just loved talking to them, getting to know them, and then praying with them. And I really got that was really a lot of fun for me.
Thank you so much to each of you who volunteered.
That come from? Those of you who were there probably met Marlene, the lady there holding this patient's hand. There were several times where she would go around to different patients and comfort them, and some of them were quite frightened and wanted her there. She was very good at calming them down. Here she is again. This guy was my patient, and he was really uptight. Sometimes doing no treatment is the best way to go. Because of the medical condition, blood pressure being over 200, we decided not to treat and referred him to somebody who could get that blood pressure down. I love this picture. She's not the only one that got a hug. There were others as well. Others were prayed for. Many were prayed for. Why do we show all of these things to you today? It's not us. It's our God that we want to glorify. Also, if you have any interest in joining any of these activities going on in the church, please feel free to contact Pathfinders if you'd like to be involved with that, with community outreach if you'd like to be involved there, or any of these other things that we've talked about. There are classes coming up. Yes, to follow up, nutrition classes, and if you'd like to give a Bible study, I'm sure there's going to be more of those too. When the OMAC Church went out with these great controversies, they got, 16 requests for Bible studies? So beware, if you go out, you may get more work. All right, thank you for joining with us in going through these slides. Let's have our opening Song number 425. What did I say? Closing song. Let's stand.